Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was a fascinating discussion we were having before the show began. I thought that was truly enlightening. I think that's wonderful.
Just two immigrants talking to each other.
That's it. That is, you know, there's definitely a little overlap there. Just a little bit with slight shades of pronunciation.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever so slightly.
They get along so well.
Oscar have been in this country a very, very long time. Diego was born and raised here. There's just a shade of it. You know,
it's that foreign influence at home.
Let me ask this question. We were talking, my mother-in-law is down visiting again. She comes down usually monthly to visit us. And we were having a discussion about spelling and pronunciation of words. And I threw this theory out that I have not researched, I have not validated at all, but she was talking about the fact that she has trouble spelling, and I said, I think when you come from a region of the world where English has any kind of a dialect, it can be a foreign dialect, it can be a regional dialect like Boston or the Deep South or the mountains of Appalachia.
Sure.
I think when you have a serious, heavy dialect, that's going to affect your spelling. So, the example I used was, I'm going to go to the fair on Friday.
Oh.
And then you say to a little kid, spell Friday. Well, the kid's not going to probably spell Friday with the I because the I sound's not in there. What say you?
Or if you grow up listening to a hot talk program called Don and Mike, you may say Friday.
Friday, which is actually which is acceptable.
Pop culture affected as well. You know?
Yeah, and also if it depends on how you learn how to spell. If you are taught phonics, which I think is the hot way to do it right now.
The hot talk way.
Where you sound it out. If you're sounding out something that sounds, you know, different from what it is.
But my ability to spell, I think, is completely based on phonics. Even though I wasn't taught phonics, I used phonics later in life to spell. And I'm not the greatest speller in the world. I have words that challenge me as well. Mm-hmm. But I think I spell reasonably well. But I just was curious if you, like, for example, if you come from a foreign country, I would imagine spelling would be a bit of a challenge.
It is, though. I think the you're most challenged by the sentence structure because the way that
as we would be learning Spanish,
certain sentences in Spanish, and to this day it haunts me, are completely in reverse in English.
Example.
I wanted to go to the store, right?
Sure.
And then you would say, quería ir a la tienda. Maybe that's not the perfect example. You would say,
isn't it cute when he speaks Spanish?
I would say,
I get the impression he doesn't speak it well.
Of course not. I assimilated, Mike.
I know. I assimilated. But when I hear you speak, it's like you kind of, blah, 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 you know, like kind of like you. I think you, as opposed to like acing Spanish or acing English, you kind of.
I ace
you
life.
You speak both.
Big winner. Right here.
That's what I say every
day. Big winner.
Day. Yep. But I hear both languages, and I think you're kind of.
I'm stronger in English, though. I did take 5 years of Spanish.
Right.
Even when I was in school.
Diego, what about you? Do you speak any Spanish at all?
I do, and I was very fortunate because when I was very little, my parents taught me how to read in Spanish, and that's very phonetic.
Yes.
Did your parents teach you how to read in Spanish?
No, they said, we're Americans. We have a better opportunity here. Let's move on.
So the bilingual element of your upbringing was not emphasized.
I learned Spanish after I learned English as far as reading is concerned. I learned how to read in English before I started reading
in
Spanish.
Yes. That's interesting.
He's a B-minus student in any language.
Yeah, I could read Condorito for days.
Condorito?
Yes.
What is that?
It's basically a comic book character in Spanish.
You know that one, Diego?
No, I've never. I mean, I don't. Anything in Spanish, I don't keep up with.
Do you know Cantiflas?
I do know Cantiflas.
Cantiflas.
I also know
that is
La India. I also know La India Maria.
Oh,
she's very funny.
Can I say this seriously? I find it to be a true accomplishment for anyone from any country in any line of work. when someone is bilingual
yes.
or multilingual.
Yeah.
I think that is a stellar
accomplishment. Oh, and it's a sexy as well.
I
right?
just think it's yeah, first yeah, language yeah. to yeah. I admire it. Yeah. I admire it so totally. I truly do.
What language did you take in high school other than English, obviously?
Polish. Because my teacher looked at me the first day of school and said, he is so Polish.
Wow.
No.
I wish I'd been offered
Rob's medicine. Contribution to this discussion will be, Rob posts puts a post up on Facebook that said, I'm so proud that Bill Dana, who was Jose Jimenez, accepted Rob's friendship. Bill Dana, who Rob was proud to have accepted his, as though Bill Dana would be scrutinizing the people that were Bill Dana, who did one bit Jose Jimenez back in the 60s.
Yes.
And the only reason I know about it is because there was a movie called The Right Stuff where one of the astronauts laughs at the bit. You were proud of that?
Well, very excited. The request went in years ago, and obviously Bill Dana.
Are you serious? It went in years ago?
Yeah, I forget how I found my way to him.
Oh, it was your wish list. Right. Top 100.
Yeah, exactly. So it was always exciting.
But living in the past, it's one of his guys who, that he who
however,
Jose Jimenez.
It was very, you know what? It wasn't even politically correct then. It wasn't, but horrible.
I went, for example, if you've seen the movie The Right Stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, Chuck Yeager. You know, what do you know about him?
Do you remember when the one astronaut, I think it's Alan Shepard, I believe.
Oh, Shep.
Alan Shepard, who the guy that Sam, oh, God, I wish I remember the actor.
Sam Neill.
I'm not sure, but
Sneed.
Alan Shepard in the movie is watching Jose Jimenez. And there's several scenes where he's laughing at the guy that goes, my name, Jose Jimenez.
Yeah.
And it was on Ed Sullivan. It was back in the 60s. And absolutely, he became a superstar.
White
on that
hot
one
for
bit.
like maybe 10 weeks.
Modern day.
He wasn't even Hispanic, was he?
No, he's Jewish.
Yeah, we weren't allowed on television then, I bet.
the one classic joke that I took away from it, it was one of those setups where he would come out and Ed would be the straight man. So already you're in trouble because Ed Sullivan's part of the bit. And he'd
right.
say...
And it's horrible. I mean, really, you look
really
back and I've
bad.
Seen that, but it's the astronaut you're
yeah.
talking about,
and he'd
right?
say, is that your crash helmet? He says, I hope not.
The modern, yeah, I
mean, it's just not funny.
And it was him doing Hispanic dialogue. You
way
never
over
get
the
that
top.
Today,
maybe the modern day Guillermo on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah, but way,
maybe
way
that would
over
be
the top.
That would be the closest thing. There have been other... Cheech and Chong might be the modernized version of that guy. But it was... you know, you went back, and I'm saying, oh, my God, Rob friended this guy. And, of course, immediately I see Bill Dana. I say, well, let me just see what this old comedian's up to. And I find old clips of a Jose Jimenez.
Yeah, Jose Jimenez for President Buttons.
May God strike me down. Maybe because we don't have that in this country anymore.
Right.
It was a dialect bit, and I do dialect bits my whole life, and I thought it was funny as hell. I didn't think it was offensive. I thought it was funny, and it was just when he's talking about going up as a, you know, as an astronaut, the first astronaut, it was just, I thought it was good shtick. I thought it was, but then again, today it probably would be.
It wouldn't
but
play
I mean, there's
today.
Nothing really rude about it.
No, it was just
a silly accent.
Completely making fun of a complete heritage.
Yeah, you know, it's not like in modern comedy, Mike, say on this show, we'd never make fun of the way someone talks. Oscar, what does Domino's sell?
Pizza.
What's that?
Pizza.
That's right.
Pizza. Pizza.
By the way, you're dressed really well today.
Doesn't he look
nice?
Are
you wearing an Indochino suit today?
Mike, only the best for the Michael Mara show. As I was leaving this morning, I said, oh, it's chilly. Look at all these sports jackets.
You know what, man? I tell you.
Oh, it's chilly.
That to me, I feel like I have an extra kick when you come in dressed like that.
I'll wear more of these. They're comfortable. And you don't need a jacket.
I'll throw one on tomorrow. I'll come in wearing a jacket tomorrow. Why not? Rob, how about you?
No, thanks.
Hold on. Shut up, Frankie!
Frankie could wear a jacket.
Kill that dog. Oh. It's you, Carla. He knows you. He loves you. God damn it, that dog.
I don't want to tip my hand, Mike, but Frankie or Beluga may or may not be part of our new TMOS live show t-shirts.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. See, we're having a meeting after the show. I don't even know this. So that's exciting to me. I like
my name, Frankie the Chihuahua.
By the way, here's a note for young broadcasters. If you are doing any project that involves computers, might I suggest that 2 minutes before airtime, you don't make the decision to download the brand new operating system to your computer. I just thought I'd share.
See, one would think that's like maybe a 1-2 minute deal, right?
No.
Right.
No one thinks that.
12 minutes remaining.
12?
Yeah. Anyone that's ever used a computer.
This would be the longest vignette we've ever done. That makes me very comfortable.
Anybody that has ever updated their own computer knows I gotta get a lot, at least half an hour for this thing to happen.
Yeah,
half an hour.
You know what? I don't pay attention to things like that.
Well, you just update now.
However, inside I knew that I was probably making a mistake.
Yeah, it's like your phone. Your phone, when it updates, it takes forever.
It's insane. Right? It's insane. But fortunately, in this opening vignette, I have come prepared with, I hold in my hand, prepared comedy material.
Look at that.
It's not comedy material. It's just a story that we can probably have fun with. Huffington Post asked a bunch of married female writers what passive-aggressive techniques they use when they're mad at their husbands. Now,
is overly creative women, smart women, and how they would deal with
their smart or dumb. Writers would be aggressive.
Writers would be smart, don't you think?
Yeah, and by the way, some of these women said, "What? I'm never passive aggressive." Just passive, get it? Passive aggressive, right there. Here are their 8 best ways to get that sweet, slow, silent revenge. And by the way, when I read this, the only reason I brought this to the show is because I glance at stuff like this, and I saw 2 of them, and I went, "Yep." So I'm on this list.
Mike,
yes.
We're going to get through the list, but for the callers that are calling in, just let them know. Open line Wednesday's here.
Did we even promote it today?
It's promoted. Yeah. The lines have been,
you guys tested the phones before the show.
Yes.
You're going to have to remind me of Wide Open Wednesday.
No worries.
Because I no longer
On Wednesdays,
it.
Mike, we yes, do Wide we, Open
we take
Wednesdays.
Phone calls. Do
yes.
we have a phone call standing by?
We have, yes. We have one phone
Let's
call.
Let's do that before we get to this, right. And I can get to this in the body of the show. Let's do that. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. Hello.
Hello, Mike, my old radio friend. Hubble dookie to thee and I.
Boy, hold on. I'm trying to think if this is a real old radio friend here. This you sound like you have a radio voice. Have I worked with you before?
It's very possible, sir, but I'm not one of those maggots on the line, you see.
Okay, I have not worked with this guy. That answer means I haven't worked with him.
Did you guys work together in Summerstock?
What is your name, sir?
Well, I sit back on the deck of the Jack Tar drinking my Jack Daniels, and I think of days gone by with thee and thine at the JFK and all the maggots of CBS Radio. I despise them so much, it makes me furious.
Okay,
and
he's doing a Grease
dog.
Man.
Yeah, and Grease didn't drink Jack Daniels. Oscar drinks Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I love Jack Daniels.
Yeah, Grease drinks a bone dry.
A bone dry martini.
Yeah,
a bone dry.
A bone dry martini.
All right, hang up on him. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
That was good.
Prepared comedy. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the radio. Hello.
Hi, Mike. It's Ryan in Long Island. How are you?
Oh,
Ryan
yeah.
in Long Island. Great to talk to you. Ryan, I've got a forecast update as we tape this show on Wednesday morning. I will tell you that the very latest on Hurricane Matthew is that it is going to take a rather significant right turn and probably not affect your part of the world, which is good news for you.
Yeah, that is good. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. What can I do for you?
I called because I have a musical recommendation for you that I think you'll like.
Okay. I love that.
Fire away.
Are you familiar with Postmodern Jukebox?
Yeah,
Rob,
we've had
are you familiar with
we've had them on the Audio Vault.
Okay.
Can you enlighten us? I don't know.
No, we don't know anything about them. Rob picks up the music.
Postmodern conversation was great. Hi, yes. Rob. You're on the show, and I'm asking you to tell us about Postmodern Jukebox.
Postmodern Jukebox is a modern organization that will take a current hit of the day, say like "I'm All About That Bass,"
yes,
the Meghan Trainor song,
yes,
right, and do it in a different format. Like or a doo-wop or maybe swing.
You play those a lot on
yeah,
your
I've played
audio
it on the
Auto
Vault.
So that would be directed towards Rob. Go ahead, you two chat. I'll be right over here.
So what say you, sir? The ambivalent man from Long Island?
I enjoyed it and figured Mike might as well. Color me embarrassed having not realized that you guys were already on top of it.
Well, no, and then here's the thing, and I'm not trying to be difficult because I'm really, really working on bonding with the listeners on Wide Open Wednesday so that I don't get that snarky reputation. But this is Rob's deal.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, Rob's deal, I haven't really had long conversations with Rob about the Audio Vault, but I will tell you, when Rob brings something like that to the Audio Vault, there's just a, I'd rather hear goats, you know, I'd rather hear goats in a playground. That's what I like. But Rob likes the, they took this song and they changed it and they turned it around. And I think there's a segment of the audience that enjoys
Can
that
I give
as well.
A tip to the callers as well? And caller, please hold. When you call and ask Mike, you ask to talk to him about talk radio and the Red Sox. You talk to me about tech and business. You talk to Rob about music and complex carbs. And really, as long as you keep to that subject matter with each of us, we're going to do swimmingly.
And then you can, you know.
Yeah, we're going to do swimmingly.
Yeah. But anyway, so can I be honest with you? Those little things you play when they mess around with songs and stuff? I mean, it's like watching paint dry to me. It's just, it doesn't do it for me.
You see, the weird thing is, Mike.
They're never really good. They're never really good.
Some of them are great.
One in four, you enjoy. Sometimes you do. But you know what? It's not always. And you know,
since we're talking about music, though, there is something that is great. There's something that hit that was great earlier this week.
What's that?
I'll ask the caller. Caller from Long Island, have you heard Rob do his manual auto-tune? Have you heard him do his auto-tune with his mouth?
This is a killer bit.
I have, and I would not mind hearing it again.
All right, hang on. Listen, thank you for the call, Long Island. I appreciate that. Stay safe. And Rob... I guess Cher seems to be. Have you worked on any other ones? Have you been practicing at all?
Well, Cher is the one that I like to do best because I feel, you know, sort of one with her. And let me, just a moment.
Okay. And how are your lungs? Are your lungs okay to do it?
Wonderful. As a matter of fact, the auto-tune is the only thing that's keeping them alive.
Okay,
here we go. Do you believe in life after love?
Oh, if we can get him.
It's simple. I just don't think anybody's ever done it.
It's so great.
I don't think anybody's ever done it.
Just a taste. Perhaps a bigger deal will be made at the live show. Maybe some choreography.
Oh, that's right. Rob Spiewak's Auto Tune Corner. Hello, Mike O'Mara's show. Yeah, you're on Wide Open Wednesday.
Well, hello, guys. How's it going?
We're great. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear a tractor start?
Yeah, tractor start? You know, since we're doing mouths, is this a sound you're going to make with your mouth?
Or a sound you're going to make with your tractor?
No. I'm on the tractor.
Oh, where yes! are you? Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Mason, Michigan. I work on a golf course.
This is awesome.
Oh, fantastic.
What kind of tractor?
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
It is a John Deere 950.
How big is that? Is that a big one?
No, it's a golf course tractor.
Okay, let's fire up before you start your work days. Nice day in Michigan?
It is. It's going to be near 80.
Ooh, beautiful. Let's hear one of the great states and great golf courses up there. Let's fire that baby up. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
This is great. Reminds me of the old days.
Whoa!
How's that?
That's fantastic. And are you going to mow the golf course all day and listen to the Mike O'Mara show?
Oh, that's what I do. Yeah.
God bless you.
Good man.
Good man. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that. That's wonderful. I like that. How would the auto tune start the show with the guy on the tractor? That's all it is.
Simplicity, Mike. It's all about simplicity.
Real quick, before we go to break here after the opening break, as I mentioned, the passive-aggressive things, there are 8 of them here, and I ask Oscar and Rob to share with me whether they have ever been on the receiving end of these passive-aggressive moves by women. Number 1, nodding yes to everything you say with a nasty half-smile.
Oh, all the time.
You've gotten that one?
Oh, on a daily basis.
I have not.
I don't get that, Mike. We don't stand for that in the Santana household.
Can you, perhaps without being machismo, just really try to take this in like a normal person in a relationship?
No, Mike, he can't because he speaks language poorly but wins at life.
Well, don't you think Oscar's got a little Trump in him when it comes to, like, his portrayal of his relationship?
Oh, well, I'm a strong man, yes, if that's the case.
But it's like, you know, I don't take that from her. Well, I've seen them together. I know it's not true. If it was like that, he'd be dragging her by the hair into bars.
No.
All right, number two. We
have a nice understanding. I'm the president. She's the vice president.
I've been with you in a home for a week. I know what's going on. Number two, ordering takeout food for yourself. This is the wife doing this and pretending you didn't think that they didn't think you'd want it, too.
No, I've never gotten that.
I've gotten that.
No, I've gotten that. Don't get that.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. And like it's usually after something has gone down. It's
sure.
Like, oh, I didn't know that. I thought you'd already eaten.
Oh, do you like pizza?
That's messed up.
Yeah. Yep, that's happened. Number three, getting ahead a few episodes on the show you were binge watching together. That is, we communicate too much for that to happen in my relationship. So
that happened Carla first. I do not have that happened with the first season of House of Cards.
And she would
forge ahead. She said, "Oh, I'll watch it again if you haven't seen it."
It happens in my house.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're
but I'm
receiving
too
it.
Busy working. No.
He can't help himself.
He can't.
Well, if you've got time to knock out two seasons while I'm at school, then I guess you've got a lot of time on your hands.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Governor Pence. Number four, responding to every question with a question. Like if he says, "What's for dinner?" you respond, "I don't know. What is for dinner?"
I've gotten that almost to a word.
Yeah. I do that. I ask her. I'm like, oh.
I mean, I don't doubt that. Yeah. I believe that 100%.
Oh, the trumpet player's all
five,
out of breath.
Hogging the entire comforter, I have to go with the huge bell on that. When I'm in bed before Carla and she comes into bed and she's going to go right to sleep, it is seriously like a wrestling match. I feel like an angry grizzly bear has gotten into bed next to me because the sheets get pulled next to me. I'm talking about you. I am talking about you and the comforter and the bed. Come here for 1 second. 1 second before you go on your jog. The life of a princess.
Yeah, Mike.
But she's keeping it tight, Oscar.
Oh, Mike, yeah.
Keeping it tight.
That ROI.
At least she's coming back after the jog.
I've got passive aggressive things that women do to their men. Hogging the entire comforter. Would you lean in and you're showing them your breasts again? Would you lean in and cop
good luck?
To
that? That's true. I cop to it.
All right. Yeah. Would you cop to the thing where what did you do? I see.
Takeout
food where you'd order some food for yourself and come back and pretend that you didn't know that I wanted food and you said, "Oh, I thought you already ate." You've done that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Slamming doors. I'm not aware that you slam doors. Got to lean in.
Yeah, I don't really slam doors anymore.
But you do hog the comforter?
I sure do.
Number seven, responding to questions with a tone that's too polite. I'm sure. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the last one that I just thought I'd bring you in for. Sorry, boys.
Oh, no, this is great.
This is fine.
Solid camera angle.
Stop it.
Walking around naked but refusing to have sex.
I do that all the time.
Have a nice jog. Bye-bye. See you later.
Wow.
That was kind of like number one. That was number one. And she knows. I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
Okay? Look at the age difference. Look at her. Look at me. And she does that. By the way, I'm not going to lie about my sexual prowess and say, oh, I want it all the time. I'm 57. I have the normal libido of a 57-year-old. In fact, I'm Irish, so I have even less than that. Okay? I'm copping to that. I am not thinking about sex all the time. I don't. I truly don't. But there are moments. You saw who was just in here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where she will know and she will parade through the bedroom, and it's 90% of the time, it's when we're getting ready to go out and do something.
Sure.
90% of the time.
Because it's
safe.
And
she will parade through, and she will do this walk, and she knows what the walk is. She knows what it is, and she knows she will get me, and I am not, and I don't have a chance. I don't have a chance for that week, probably.
Mike,
but she does it anyway, and it sucks.
There's an easy way to get back at her.
What's that?
Do the same thing to her.
Yeah. Crab walk.
Rob can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, here we are.
Museum?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to dinner.
Oh, we will, but first I have a surprise.
Surprise?
Yeah, it's the architecture exhibit.
Architecture exhibit?
Yeah, my friend Tucker is upstairs, and I want you to meet him. He's an architect, too. Come on. Hey, Tucker.
Mary. How are you?
This is my friend, Pat Healy.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Patrick.
Same here.
Pat is an architect as well.
Oh, really? Oh, where are your offices?
Mainly, I work out of Boston.
You know, Pat does projects all over the world.
Really? Oh, where would I have seen your work?
Well, have you been to Santiago, Chile?
Twice last year. Which building's yours?
Are you familiar with the soccer stadium?
Did you build the Estadio Olimpico?
No, just down the street, the Salento Caliente towers. It's quite a fine example, in fact. I recommend that next time you're up that way, that you drop in and take a gander at it yourself. Either you come clean or I'm gonna kick your f***ing ass.
I love her, man. I love Mary, man. I'm a phony, just like you.
What do you mean?
I'm no architect. Don't be a putz, man. Who's been to Santiago, Chile twice in 1 year? I've never even been in Jersey.
Okay, okay, just take it easy. Wait a minute, you knew those people back at Harvard.
I knew shit, man. The only thing I knew was that you were a fake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, that's something we ought to do on this show a little bit.
What's that?
Really, really obscure clips from great movies.
Oh, like, that'd be great. Yes.
Makes me realize that Something About Mary was, it was solid all the way through, like start to finish. Every little teeny tiny little throwaway
scene. What was
scene
so funny is
something funny.
We talked about that scene in particular yesterday, and I said I got to open the show with it. So I get out the DVD. You forget there's like seven plot lines in the movie. Oh, it's so rich.
It's nonstop. Like as you're playing that, I'm thinking about the scene where he goes to her doctor's office. Norm
yes.
goes to his doctor's office and he's meeting with her and then he drops the keys.
Oh, it's so great.
And he's going
and one line
get out of the office and his cane is up against the door and it's doing that vibration. Jesus, I love that movie.
The one line that I wanted to work in and I couldn't because it was at the beginning of one of the scenes is Woogie saying, "Have you ever gotten a whitehead on your eye?"
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't know which is funnier, that clip or Rob saying me parade naked in front of Carla. On the air and online everywhere.
Battle shower.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, you know he's feeling better, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely turned a corner. He
back,
did it
baby.
Yesterday. About halfway through the show yesterday. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Wide open Wednesday where we're averaging now two phone calls. So that's
yeah.
But we will take them. And if they were, you know, if we were on a roll and maybe we had a better system, we might take a whole bunch of them. But
working on
right
it
now,
here,
it's
Mike.
The way
yeah.
it is.
Off know. Air, working on it.
Off. Yeah, we're going to have hopefully some tweaks. But really, anybody that calls anytime, we truly appreciate
that. That's why
that
they're wide open.
Today. We're wide open Wednesday. I appreciate it. And we are brought to you today by the Mad Hatter. We're doing a live show at the D.C. Improv coming up here on November 5th. We're going to be talking about that trip to D.C., my trip to D.C., quite a bit in the coming days. And after we're done with that, unfortunately, if you didn't get tickets to the Improv, the show, it has been sold out for months, which it really has. But we are going to be covering that because right after we're done at the DC Improv, we're walking across the street and we've got an old-fashioned TMOS meet and greet at the Mad Hatter in DC. And we are looking forward to getting a chance to sit down with all of you. And we're really excited about it. We are truly excited about it.
Great bar and a great chance to catch up and meet everybody. That'll be as much fun as the podcast, I think.
Oops, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Looking forward to that. So welcome to the show. Whoa. I am now, I have downloaded my
yes.
operating system.
Is it Sierra? What are you getting on right now?
Sierra. I tried to put
that's a stripper name.
Apple ID in, and unfortunately it did not accept that.
Oh.
So now I have said skip it, do it later. And now it says, we'll walk this through on the show. This
yeah,
is enlightening.
This is Tech Corner.
Enable Siri.
Don't do it,
no,
Mike.
No,
don't
no.
do it. She's done us wrong too many times.
And besides, I even changed my Siri to a guy voice.
You
right,
did.
So
yeah,
I did.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I unchecked the box that said enable Siri.
Good. That's fine.
All right, very good.
The last thing we need is for you to be an enabler, Mike.
Full steam ahead.
Now it says setting up your Mac.
Nice. Hey, did
now,
you back up your computer before you did this?
No.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't care. There's nothing on there that I give a rat's ass.
No, just all the sounds.
Hopefully all
passwords.
Of the apps. You know,
apps.
Yeah.
Soundboard. Really?
Email.
Really?
Email.
Really?
iTunes.
If you remember all the passwords,
really?
It's no problem, Mike.
Seriously?
No problem without the passwords.
I think you'll be fine.
I don't think you'll be fine.
Now I'm freaked out. Now I'm
confused. No, no, no. You mustn't freak.
Yes.
Now, first of all, it says there is no internet connection.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no. Mike, all you have to do is turn on the internet connection and then retype the password, the key.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't do this on the show.
No.
I cannot do this and function on the show.
Though there's a lot of people listening right now that are going through the same thing.
Yep.
So it is relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right, so non-responsive applications.
Yahoo.
There is no internet connection.
Flashlight.
Checking the network cables.
Flashlight.
On a, running network
on a
diagnosis.
Mac.
Reconnecting to Wi-Fi.
The keyboard really lights up.
Yeah, it's the screen.
Yeah. The keyboard and the screen.
Full brightness?
Full brightness.
Just turn it around and walk around the house.
Oh, I've done that.
Sure.
You want to disturb anybody, you got to walk around with the screen on. It's not your phone, but it'll do the job.
It's not the best flashlight.
No. You'll still stub your foot on something.
By the way, guys, I've got everything here, but it says system preferences, so I guess I should open up internet connection so I can
connect. Yes.
Yeah, get on that internet and then the world.
Right. Get on that super slash.
Should I click on network? Is that what I should do?
You should.
Yep.
Network.
And I know, by the way, I know there are people that, we don't want that. We don't want that at all. We want.
Do you have I don't think I've asked you this. Do you have a funny network name for your network?
My network is called Ebbish.
Oh, that's right.
After Elvis, yeah.
Did I tell you what Shannon named our network with the cable guy? I think I might have mentioned it.
I don't think so. What?
Help?
No. She didn't write help. That is funny, though. It's not.
Thanks for talking while I'm doing this.
She made it Data SS. So
Dadass.
Yes. So if you look at all the networks in my neighborhood, everything is very proper. Like one's called Reaganomics, just stuffy, and addresses are put on there as well.
Sure.
A lot of them have house afterwards or guest. And Nara says, dad ass.
I like that.
Come hack me, please.
I love when you turn it on and you get to see maybe into the eyes of a neighbor.
When I open up my preferences, right, and I've got like photos, iCloud, contacts, and they've got check marks next to them in a blue box, that means it's all done, right?
Yeah, it says boom, bam, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. And hey, there we are. Look at that. Look at that.
What's the name of your network, Mike? Is it something funny? We can name it something funny.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather not share that information. Thank you very much. But
May, December?
But no problem at all.
Wallet.
Just sitting here talking to you guys, doing the opening of the show as I print out our little copy.
Oh, nice.
Look at that.
You are back in business.
Let's just take a look at that. And with that, we are done.
You see, what we've learned is that, Mike did the proper thing. He didn't give out his home network name because he doesn't want to be hacked.
That's right. It would be stupid to do that, Oscar. Be stupid to do that.
Oscar has no secrets, so he gave his out. Look for dad ass when you're roaming around Georgetown.
Yeah, just turn left at the abandoned Cadillac.
What I could do, aren't we all going to be hacked eventually? We all probably been hacked already? Pony, you're the security expert. You tell me.
You know, with companies, that's the case. Not necessarily with people. As long as you keep your stuff up to date, you'll be fine. But giving
keep
away
your stuff
network...
up to date. The name's Norm, man. I love her, Pony. I'm a phony. Just like you.
Twice last year.
My password is password. Come
password.
Get me.
No, I've got a more sophisticated one. 1234.
That's right.
With the four, F-O-U-R. Look at you. Sneaky.
No.
F-O-R-E.
Like golf.
Yeah.
F-O-R-E.
Oh,
like,
even better.
Yeah,
four.
Bosco.
Hey, Pony, are there really programs out there that you can put like three or four things or subject matters?
Things.
Categories, preferences, like favorite baseball team, family member, all these into a program, and they can run it and give you different options for passwords to hack somebody.
Oh yeah, it's called a scraper.
Oh, that's so scary. You know that. It's so scary.
Scraper.
You know that.
Well, I use them for work.
Whoa,
that could be a new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. Scraper.
Scraper.
Yeah, we'll try Scraper.
Lose all your data with Scraper.
So now, let me ask you this before we go to break.
Yeah,
because we're running super late as usual on a Wednesday. Oscar Santana,
Chesh.
Question for you: this new OS that I have, this operating system
Sierra.
That I have, this Sierra, how does thou rate it? Is it a good operating
I've only been
system?
On Sierra for about 10 days.
Why are you laughing at
10
that?
Days?
Why are you, Rob, why are you laughing at that question?
I thought of something I could say that would probably make you laugh.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Because I know a guy we used to work with, G. Gordon Liddy, actually just updated.
And Bravo Sierra.
Bravo Sierra.
That's what it is. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Is it a good? I mean, what are the reviews?
It's big. It's major. It's good.
It's huge.
Effective.
I disabled Siri when we updated at home on all our computers because I said, she never worked on the phone. She's done me wrong enough times. I don't need my phone now beeping saying, what did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Right? On top of my computer every time I'm talking to Siri.
You know, I would settle for any operating system of any kind that would fix autocorrect.
You know who the hot chick is?
So when I'm texting you guys, it doesn't mess me up. And by the way, I go into, you'll know, Rob, when I'm texting you, if I'm really feeling the love for you, I will go back and F with it just to put your second douche B.
Yeah, your second
in there.
B Fs me
your
every time.
Your second B is such a pain. Rob
Rob. Did he mean
by the
Rob?
Way, did he add it? It's not his legal. It's not his legal name.
No, it's not.
It's his stage name. It's legal. It's very legal.
No, it's not. No. In 49 of the 50 states. Rob with, you are Rob with one B.
Yes. Robert.
You're actually Robert.
Yeah, that's
Robert with one B. Mm-hmm. But Rob. Rob with
so visually appealing.
If your son goes into some sort of entertainment field, will he have three B's?
No. If my son goes into some sort of entertainment field, he'll have to come visit me in a home because I will kill myself.
Okay, there you go. Hey, guys, you'll love this. I got into a fight yesterday.
Oh!
Not a fist fight, but I got into an altercation. And a very
Michael
surprising
Mara's
one.
Punch out.
It was very, very interesting.
I'll tell you all about it
when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, come on now. Excuse me. Listen. I love the Mike O'Mara Show. It's big. It's funny. It's effective. It's good radio, and I know good radio. Listen every weeknight at 7 p.m. It's strong, good, funny, smart radio. Believe me, the Mike O'Mara Show, making Ocean City great again. 97.1 The Wave.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best. This deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. And we tell you and we mean it. If you have a Vistaprint business card and you'd like to send it to the show, you can send it to this address. That's Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And who knows, Rob Spiewak might do for you what he's going to do for this next business card from Vistaprint.
Actually, Mike, this might be the best one we've ever gotten. Pony was here when it arrived yesterday.
Really?
I mailed the bulk of them to you, but I held a few back for us. You'll be getting a care package. They actually spelled it right. See this beautiful pink feminine card?
Gorgeous.
Yes. The name reads The Mike O'Mara Show, Jennifer Wisniewski.
Nice.
Personal assistant
Jennifer.
To Mr. O'Mara. It has our phone number, and it says Washington, D.C., Fort Myers, Florida. But here's the thing. The card is gorgeous.
Oh, the stock.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Jen.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at it. Look at that Vistaprint card.
It is gorgeous.
Oh, that is so beautiful, guys. That is so beautiful.
Well,
that
we've sent
wonderful.
You 497 of them, Jen.
Oh, Mr. Romero waved me in to hear that. That's fantastic. I've got to go, guys. I wish I could linger. We have to go back to the commercial. Jennifer Wisniewski has a business card. I have to go. I'm getting my wax done.
Oh.
Helga!
Helga? And I have to say real quick, it was an anonymous submission, but they did spell her last name right. It is W-C-I-Z. No, I'm sorry. W-C-I-Z-N-Z-C-U-Z.
Wisniewski, thanks for the correct spelling. Vistaprint, use a template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I sometimes it surprises me when I'll get into it with somebody and I know I'm pugnacious on the show. And
yeah.
That's the show. When I'm doing my regular thing, I'll be honest with you. I have mellowed significantly.
You truly have.
I like dealing with people. I have many, many.
Let's not go to extremes.
Okay, shut your mouth. Just keep it in your pants for a little while.
Hey, you didn't know him 20 years ago.
He hasn't mellowed out.
Let me just set it up a little bit here. Let me set it up. Okay, F you two, Rob. Really. Really. Here it is.
He's alive, isn't he?
This is how I would describe it. You guys are horrible. I'm trying to tell this story. I don't mind dealing with... I'll give you an example. I had a conversation with a lady that runs a house cleaning service that was next door. And I've known her because she's been down here for years. And we had this wonderful little chat about politics that was so much fun. And she was talking about how her boyfriend is a Trump person and she's a Hillary person. And it was just, it just branched off into 20 sure. different directions. And I just like interacting with people. So one of the things that's been on our list to get fixed down here is we have the back screen, like so many places down in Florida, that's 150 years old, like everything else. And it's got a couple of holes in it, and it needs to be fixed. And probably from the last time I got it tweaked was when I was renting this place before I moved down here. And the person that did it, it was not really that good a job. So I think probably I have to have the whole little porch out there rescreened. They got to put new screens in it.
When you have a lanai like you do or a big screened-in porch, you really have to keep a screen guy almost on retainer because those little tears they have, you bump them. And they can be repaired, but often they need to be replaced.
What usually
and
breaks?
And there are lots of guys that do it. There are lots of people. It's a very big business down
there. They rip. Yeah. Is the most common.
Like off, a chair hits it or something.
In this case, my kid messed with it and he put a hole in it. And
what we've had, jerk.
Damage. And we've had damage from like squirrels can tear it mm-hmm. as they're running across it. And I've got a big tree that's right next to it. So anyway, it's old. It's got some holes in it. I got to get it. So I'm taking bids on the job. And I have had a little problem with it because it's tough to get a call back. It's tough to find people that are going to do it. I got one estimate, which was really cool. The guy actually went via satellite, looked at the specs and got a blueprint and knew the house and gave me an estimate that way. But it was a high estimate. So sure. I wanted to get somebody else to come out and look at it. So I get a phone number from a local person down here says, try this guy. I think he's pretty good. It wasn't a rave, but it was call this guy.
Effective.
So I call this guy, and he answers his phone, which is a big deal for me
big
right
win.
Away.
Yep.
And we set it up. But during the answering of the phone, he did the thing where it would be like if you said, okay, Mike, and I said, please call me Michael. That's the example I would use, okay? Where I referred to him as the short name, and he corrected me on the long name. He corrected me. Now, that was before he even showed
up. That is so key because if I were to call you Michael and you would say, please call me Mike, that's an indication of friendship.
Yes.
Right. But if you go the other way, it's
kind of dickish.
Oh, it is absolutely an example of dickish.
But it was not delivered in a dickish way, so I filed it.
Just quickly, because this is tough and it's important to clarify, is it like, hi, Max, and he's like, please call me Maximilian. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was a throwaway. It was a minor thing.
But it can't be one.
It was
in
not
the,
even call me. It was hey, you know, hey, Mike, Michael. And I'm like, okay, but I mean, it was such a throwaway that I didn't process.
I didn't
it.
Right. Process.
But right. then the conversations throughout, there was just a tiny bit of edge, just enough where, but then again, I have to tell you, I did not process it as mm-hmm. anything other than, yeah, whatever. And so yesterday, the dude comes over, and I'm going to say late 40s, maybe,
okay.
late 40s, wiry, and, you know, kind of, and just, but he has the He has the shades that look like they are absolutely glued to the eyes,
okay.
right? And so comes over, does the little recon. So I said, okay, I'm going to go inside. And he said, yep, I'll let you know when we're ready to go. And starts doing whatever he does. I assume taking measurements, looking at the places sure. that have to be either redone or. And so I go out after it's done, and I hear the door open. He says, ready for you now. And I'm like, okay. So I go out there, and he says, all right, you're going to need to come out. It's usually better if you come out and look from the outside in. I'm like, okay. So I go outside, and I'm standing next to the guy. And he begins the process of telling me what's going on. And he says, now, first of all, that one right over there, that one's old. And he points to an area of the that's not the actual lanai. It's just a screen that's over the structure.
Yes.
But it's part of the screen. So he looks at that. He said, so you want to do that one? And no. I said to him, I said, well, I want to get an idea of everything. But sure. I don't know if I want to do that one, but I want to get, look, I'm just trying to give you an estimate, sir.
Oh.
And I said,
oh boy.
So I don't even now see with me, if it's like that, there's no waiting. I'm not going to try to make, you're coming in to try to sell me something. So the comment was, I'm just trying to give you an estimate, sir. And I said, well, what you're giving me is an attitude.
Yes.
There you go.
There he is.
And he said, so
he's back.
I mean, no hesitation. He goes, well, okay, I guess we're done. I said, yeah, I guess we are. And he stops and he turns around and I said to him, hey, look, dude, do you want to do a reset? I don't get this. He said, yeah. He said, let's do a reset. I said, yeah, because I mean, I didn't come out here to have you, you know, give me shit. And he goes, hey, language, see you later.
Oh,
and he walks.
God.
And
he walks
away.
And he walks out. And he walks out. That was it. And I didn't chase him down or anything.
No.
I said,
well, business must be good if he can walk out on that.
I guess he's got a list. But I mean, it was just, it didn't even get out of the gate. And I'm wondering, I really think about stuff like this for about 20, 25 minutes afterwards. Then it's out of my mind. But, and it's good material to bring to the show. But I'm thinking, what is that? Is that A, I've had a bad day and I'm coming in? Is that B, I deal with so many octogenarian people that go, yes, thank you, that you can treat people like that? Or is that, maybe he just didn't like the way I didn't say any. I didn't have any conversation with the guy.
Well, the thing that troubles me,
the regular name
out of the shoot is you wanted repairs done. And the first thing he did was call attention to something that was old, but did not need repairing.
Well, no, I didn't mention this, that he said the last person that had done the repair did crap work. He did that, you know, that negative thing where
sure.
they do. Now, this was, but then again, he was completely legit because I looked at it and you can look at it
and
see
yeah.
that it wasn't done that well. Oh, my God, we got to take a break.
Yes.
We got to take a break. But that's it. What did he write down?
We
you know what? Save it for when we come back from commercial. Is it worth saving till we come
back? Oh, it's exactly what you just said. We have to take a break.
Oh, very good. Okay,
yes.
We're going to take a break. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're going to get a major hurricane.
Cake and cookies.
Rob Cox writes, what are some ideas of old movies you are into? Do you like Charlie Chan movies?
I'm not a big Charlie Chan fan.
I love Chan.
I enjoy some of the things that he's done more recently that are comedic.
You're thinking of Jackie Chan.
Oh. Oh.
No, this is the Hawaiian detective.
And, I know now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played by Warner Oland or Sidney Toler, usually. Both great. But amazingly, Sidney Toler did all his own stunts.
He's cake. She's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
By the way, Katie, I'm with you. You should not be expected to know who Charlie Chan is. Charlie Chan is
well, yeah, but you should
not,
know
not
who Jackie Chan isn't.
Under the age of 75, okay?
But she thought it was Jackie Chan. That's just
but that's
wrong.
Still, but no, I mean, it's just that's your thing. That's why it's your show, Cake and Cookies. One of your many shows now.
Thank you.
You're
oh, my God,
into
he's
an Oscar
blossoming.
Santana.
Yeah.
Speaking of extra shows, we will be, we'll have a new Political Persuasions for you later on today. So
and Oscar will be paneling.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
be talking all about the vice presidential debate and the current state of affairs in the world of politics. We'll do that on Political Persuasions later on today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Both Oscar and Rob are doing Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, weight loss, an on-demand digital platform that gives you instant access to the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created. And how are you boys doing? Are you loving it or what?
Do you mind if I go first?
Please go.
The 21-day program that I've got really bounce back is working. I'm down 6 pounds now.
Wow.
Which is great. I enjoy these videos so much on my phone is because I can do it anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually started the yoga retreat just yesterday, the 3-week yoga retreat. My goal is, and because Shannon doesn't listen to this show, I can say it here, and don't tell her, is I want to learn more about yoga through this program so I actually can practice yoga with her.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, and surprise her. Yes. That is very, very, very cool. And, you know, we'll get to yours next time we talk about it, Rob, but I do want to tell everybody they have programs like P90X, Insanity, 21-Day Fix Extreme, T25, the three-week yoga retreat that Oscar was talking about. And for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand includes Fixate. That's a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has almost 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, text TMOS to 303030. That's Beachbody On Demand, and we thank you.
Good stuff.
All right, so before we went to break there, I was just telling you that I sometimes just wonder what it is, you know, with this dude. But it was just
the guy had an attitude, Mike. From your perspective,
really coming in
down here. Never happens. Never, ever happens. It's very, very rare that you have somebody that comes to the house. It makes you realize when you go through something like that how great the other people are.
Yeah.
And by the way, was I perfect in this exchange? No, I don't think so. I didn't want to get the whole spiel from the dude before
however, you're a client.
Well, my answer technically to him was, yeah, I'll do that if it's cost effective.
Well,
if it's
Mike,
not, you
Mike,
know, that's
it's
not
your job to break down the bid. What the guy should have told you is, look, I'll give you a price to do the entire lanai as a whole. I'll give you a price to do just the areas you want to patch, and I'll give you a price that maybe we could just work on this today, and then we can work on this later on in the
And to be honest with you, you know, the complexity of this, I had a guy do it with a satellite image and a blueprint of the house and send it to me online.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're not talking about anything that's all that about, but I think sometimes my feeling is as soon as somebody starts saying, hey, the last guy that did it was rough, well, what do you want to do? I feel like I'm getting car dealed.
Okay? You are.
I feel
you
like
are.
I feel like I'm in a car dealership.
It's an old windshield. Do you want to replace that windshield?
Yeah. And while we're in there, we really got to look at that air filter.
You know, the thing is, I also wonder if maybe he was a little uptight because of what's coming, because they've been a little freaked out.
Or
we are. Oh, my God. I cannot tell you.
Did you a favor?
How?
Because you've got a hurricane coming. You might need a new porch anyways.
A new porch.
I'm going to tell you, they show the map down here in South Florida, okay? You have Miami, and my good friend Mr. Sternberg, hang in there, batten down
Adam.
The hatches. And then they show the little window of where the tropical storm winds will be. And it literally is a Rubik's Cube of South Florida. And I believe we are just outside that little cone. Now, with that said, you never know if this animal can take a left turn and things can change. But it's looking now, two things. It's looking like it's going to skirt the coast of Florida, which is still going to be bad, but it's going to go out to sea and maybe not affect the East Coast as significantly. You guys, in particular, in the Mid-Atlantic are not going to get nailed.
What about
by this,
North Carolina, South Carolina?
Georgia, South Carolina, probably.
Is Katie evacuating?
Katie is actually, I spoke to her about it yesterday. It's a they're in a bread, milk, toilet paper situation in Savannah, but she is on one of the highest parts of the city, so flooding won't be an issue for her, but wind and rain will.
Whoa!
So they're nervous,
and they worry about the flooding and the storm surge in one of these things always. But when you get up to Cat 4 and Cat 5, and by the way, to the people that do not need any more of this, the southwest, the western part of Haiti, where I went, Cap Haitian, those people just don't need any more crap, and they seem to always be the recipients of that. So prayers out to the people of Haiti that don't need any more to deal with. And believe me, if you saw the structures that these people live in, I'm sure the aftermath is going to be very, very difficult for them. So
storm
it just
is sucks. As large as of yesterday, last night at least, when I went to bed, the storm is as large as the state of Arizona. That's big the storm
is. That to me, when they get to that particular imagery and you see the, you know, the cone that everybody talks about and the track and the little spaghetti graphs that they see, what impresses me when they show a hurricane is when you see a defined eye from that cloud imagery and you see just how massive it is.
Yep.
And it's truly, truly scary to watch. As far as Savannah, they're saying now if it reaches the point of evacuation, the city will notify residents, but they haven't done that just yet. Right now, still looking like it's going to skirt the southeastern coast of Florida, actually the entire coast of eastern coast of Florida.
My sister's freaking out.
Is
she called me no less than four times yesterday asking me if I could come down and help board up. I said, I'm an adult.
Well, fly down where
I have a job and I have responsibilities.
You could overnight her a hammer. Would that help?
So that's no.
A little scary. A little scary, and you know, we'll
fingers
keep
crossed. And just
one.
As it could worse, it could take a turn for the better. Isn't it weird in this modern time that they can't track it?
When I when I learned a little bit more about hurricanes, and I won't say because I did a documentary, but I did do a documentary.
Oh, yeah.
There's Pony.
Yeah.
Pony loves this.
You
Pony loves that
dog.
I say I'm a hurricane. I said, bite me, Pony.
Remember
bite
when
me.
I did the doc in 4K?
Oh, my God. We got to take another break. God damn. Where is the time going here?
I don't know. I thought the other documentary had better sound engineering. And you got a few minutes, Mike. We got
right,
4 minutes.
We got a few minutes. I'm not behind.
Hey, what if they
all
threw right. a tracker to track through a tracker in the eye of the hurricane to track the hurricane?
You mean one of our little tracking
yeah.
devices? Just toss it in the eye.
Why not?
Yeah, tracker.
You know what I would call that? Brilliant. Anyway, it's so we'll let you know. We'll let you know what's happening. I don't want to do anything more physical because I'm still in that period of recovery where I went to the new chiropractor yesterday and got a little adjustment here and there, and I'm trying to move
lady
a little
doctor
bit better.
Or a gentleman doctor.
It was a gentleman doctor, short guy, stocky guy, kind of muscular guy, super smart.
Bowler
Danny,
hat
my
on.
Kind of
Danny DeVito.
He didn't do it. My
tuxedo,
I called my chiropractor.
Asian.
I called my chiropractor, and my last guy is, he doesn't work there anymore. He sold his practice. So he's out there, like, hiking the paths of Tibet or something.
Well,
like
amazing.
That.
A chiropractor that had a financial plan. That's shocking.
What do you mean? What are you slamming chiropractors?
A chiropractor is half great medicine. They really have helped me.
When you need, this is the way I look at it. When I need a chiropractor, I really believe in it.
I do too.
What I don't believe is some of their little plans.
Let me give you two words, Mike. Let me give you two words.
They're not really. God, I don't want to slam chiropractor. I'm going to be. Hey, I think this guy's going to be listening to this show.
Do you know what really, you know, now that we have the feeling back in your feet, Dave, you looked into our wellness plan.
Yeah, well, see, that's what they try
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, they try
has anybody ever told you you have a touch of scoliosis?
Yeah, you see, look at the way this is shaped. This is yes. not right. It should be a line. And what we can do on a weekly or even monthly basis is called our wellness plan.
There's still hope for you and your scoliosis.
No, nobody said anything to me about that. I actually
good.
Was 100% fine with the way they did it. Everything is cool. I'm happy with
when
it.
When are you going and, back?
Get it?
I'm going to go back a week from today.
Well, they got you. You're on your own subscription plan.
Yeah.
But I want to see how this the right hip does because I can't get cut on again, so I want to get moving.
Are they adjusting the hip only, or are they doing the back as well?
They did the hip and they did my neck. That's and the little cracky, and then he showed me how to stand up. He had me stand up, and he said I'm not standing up properly.
Yeah, they'll love that.
He said when I, but it's valid. Why this question? You liked chiropractic.
I love it. I love it too. But it is, you know, Mike, you have to admit it's about half medicine.
It's, you know what? It is.
The guy's just stretching you out on a funny machine. That's all he's doing.
If it works,
it does
I'm happy
work.
With it.
But I don't have to call you a doctor because you do that.
Yeah. Did he put the electric pads on you?
Oh, gosh. No. The much-anticipated Hurricane Matthew made landfall Tuesday night near the eastern tip of Cuba. The powerful Cat 4, carrying maximum sustained winds of 130 and moving north at 8 miles per hour. In the U.S., bottled water flew off supermarket shelves along Florida's Atlantic coast, and South Carolina prepared to evacuate more than 1 million people as the nation braces itself for this. So
you don't want to board up your windows at least?
No, absolutely, 100% no. Okay. I mean, we are not even in the area that's saying tropical force winds. It's going to be windy, but no, it's not. Nor would I probably do that if we were going to. I would evacuate before I would worry about boarding up the windows.
I measured,
think that, you know, I just don't think that's.
Is it 100 miles in? I guess is the clearance area.
Okay,
evacuating people.
Yeah, they've got a little map here where this thing's going to be going. This thing's going to be chugging, and it's going to kind of kiss the Florida coast and go up. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how close it was. Hi.
Did you just smooch?
Yeah, I smooched the Florida coast.
Yeah, Shecky. Everything's a joke.
People are terrified.
Everything's a joke unless it's up his ass. Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
Here's a shocker, Mike.
Yes.
You're not here to get the Leesburg news, but there's like an old, historic school, like an old schoolyard that you would see here in Rockville Pike.
Yeah.
And the vandals desecrated it by putting racial slurs
It's an Ashburn, actually, yeah.
Yes. Leesburg, Ashburn, same difference.
I think I might have seen that.
And what happened is actually they've been working.
Were they anti-Hispanic? Is that what they were?
No, the blacks, Mike. They didn't like the blacks.
They were trying. They've been trying for years to get this historic schoolhouse renovated, and because of the attention, sadly, this attention that this vandalism brought to it, it really spearheaded the renovation. So they're actually going to be able to renovate and restore this schoolhouse.
When did the vandalism occur?
Two days ago.
A couple weeks ago? Or was it?
I think it was two days. I saw in the news 2 days ago.
I think it was last week, but it broke in the news.
Two days ago. What I always say? Rob loves to start his Halloween early. We're going to take a break when we come back.
Mike, they had their choice of a trick or a treat.
Thank you. News you may not need. Coming up next, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Rob Ford.
And on this week's episode, we give you the Rolling Stone magazine 100 greatest TV shows of all time. All right, here are some of them. Number 50, ER. 51, Fargo. 52, The Colbert Report.
Excuse me.
53, The Bob Newhart Show.
One sec. Are you sitting on the toilet reading a magazine? Because this is a promo for the show.
All right.
Yeah.
54, The Muppet Show.
Boy.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Keep going. I know you. Go
55,
on.
6 feet
the
under.
Tony 56. Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just give me a second here. Doing this as I actually speak. I'm putting in my FanDuel lineup.
Oh, look at you.
Damn it.
Putting it in and hold on. And the team has exceeded. Oh, I forgot. It's exceeded the salary cap. I can't do it that way. I was just going down the line. I got to do it a different way.
You know who's
God damn it.
You know who's a shark, Mike? Intern
who's
Vincent
that?
Here from American University. He is
really?
A shark. He had Ben Roethlisberger last week. Got me 33 points.
Ben Roethlisberger was on my lineup too, Oscar, and did not get me in the money because the rest of my lineup was such a disaster.
Can I hand out a couple congratulations, though?
Please.
Tim Sweet. One hour league.
Sweet.
With 162 points. Honorable mention to Eric Zoolander, who came in 41st and out of the money. I came in 131st, and Adrian, out of 250 people, came in 237th.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Yes.
Wow.
Attaboy, Adrian. I'm sure that this is going to be a big week for you, though.
I hate Stafford.
Hold on, I'm just doing this.
Quickly, if you're on the FanDuel
League.
I'm in. You're in. Good boy.
Yes.
Some success. You submitted your lineup, but that's not the lineup I'm going to play, ladies and gentlemen. But FanDuel, we're talking about FanDuel, and we want you to get involved in it. If you would like to play against us, access our TMOS league at FanDuel.com/TMOS. I just did it as this commercial was beginning.
That's how easy it is.
If you want to hold your spot, you go in and you do
I'm
it like
idiot.
We do. You don't put the most. You can put your lineup in right away, and then you can noodle it through afterwards. There are 234 entries in this league of 250, so you're going to have to do that today because this is the first time we're talking about it. Try FanDuel now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued at up to $50. Get one free entry a week for 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for free entries. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. Now that I can pay attention, do we actually have a prodigy that is on our staff? That's Vincent is actually a knowledgeable fantasy football person?
Vincent not only has a 4.3 GPA at American University, he also has a for fantasy football.
Sports guy.
Oh,
yes.
All right, well, we'll have to grill him on that next time, but I can't do that now because it's time for...
News!
We might actually be seeing less of the Kardashian family because of the Paris robbery. A source says, quote, "This scared everyone. They're not taking chances. It was really a scary situation for the entire family, and it's just not worth it to put themselves out there unnecessarily right now." The quote is, "When something like this happens, everything changes. Everything will change. It changes the whole family, how and where they travel. Kim will reassess traveling for work and feeling safe." The source also says this could affect the way Kim approaches social media.
Ooh.
Well, I think that's completely valid, and I think that's probably going to happen. There are 1,000,001 conspiracy theories about this particular robbery. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Pro tip for those of you that are on Snapchat, when you snap from, which is basically posting, from your home or you snap from your workplace or any location you're in, it automatically gives out the city and location mm-hmm. you're at. So the only way to get around it is to go on airplane mode, take your picture, and then when you're in a neutral area to actually snap the pic, push it out to the world from there.
So push it from a different location.
Yes. And actually quite an, not an effort, but it's still
a lot of work.
Most people probably won't want to do that. Meanwhile, E! Online is guesstimating that Kanye West could be spending up to $100,000 a day on security to make Kim feel safe because, look, if this... We had the conspiracy theories, but that's what they are right now. If this indeed did happen, you can understand she is emotionally damaged, rightfully so. Here's the quote. This is something that has the potential to screw anyone up for a very long time. I agree with that. It was incredibly frightening, and it's going to take a while to get over it. Meanwhile, there's apparently no surveillance footage of the robbery from inside or outside the hotel where she was robbed. But there's one police surveillance camera outside the building, but it doesn't face the front entrance, and the thieves avoided it. Investigators checked local businesses for security camera footage, but came up empty. This is fascinating.
Mm. Yeah.
But there are apparently a few suspects. Stay tuned. It's fascinating to me because it was such a massive robbery. If everything is what it is, do you guys think, are you ready to admit that maybe this is a legit robbery, or are you still on the fence as far as conspiracy theories?
I am almost 100% convinced that something is screwy about it. It might just be the fact that it's an inside job, which right. I would count as something screwy, but I think something's awry here.
I think it's a sophisticated robbery if you really look at it. You've got
if it was legit, you've got
individuals that are dressed like the Paris police, which I know right. that there are catalogs you can get uniforms out of all the time.
And
right?
it's Halloween.
Right. But it's
easier this time
I didn't
of year.
Think about okay. Halloween, okay. yes. But then you have them being able to get in, no one gets hurt, get right. out, and still now the right. idea of you letting us know that there aren't any cameras around, that's shocking. Because they're not cost prohibitive, right? These cameras.
We'll be
not
honest. I have had a Kardashian boycott for most of my run on this particular show. I'm not going to do it with this one because I think this is a very interesting story.
And another thing we need to follow that Oscar brought up before the show, how do you move a diamond that big?
Yes.
Because it's got a reputation attached to it just when it's a diamond that size. It's going to have to be cut down.
We'll see what happens. It's interesting. Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow. Could Ric Flair have been lying about giving the business to Halle Berry 2 decades ago? He said he wasn't, but people say he was. Halle's rep says it never happened.
Oh.
A source close to her says, quote, "There is no truth to this. Halle has literally never even heard of him, let alone met him."
Oh.
Another source said, quote, "A man doesn't get to sexualize and lie about a woman he's never met to better himself or his name. It's offensive, it's demeaning, and beyond misogynistic." I have to say Team Halle based on just looking at Ric Flair.
Ruh-roh.
There we go. We'll
I think so much less of her now. I thought that was really cool that she would have sex with him.
This is a fascinating story right here. Ben Stiller wrote an article on Medium.com yesterday revealing that he was diagnosed with prostate cancer in June of 2014.
Wow.
Is that a shocker or what?
Yeah, it is.
By September of the same year, tests showed that he was cancer-free, but it wasn't a walk in the park. He says, quote, "The 3 months in between were a crazy roller coaster ride in which about 180,000 men a year in America can identify." He said he was horrified after he got the diagnosis and was so scared that he Googled men who had prostate cancer when he got home, and he felt better after seeing names like John Kerry, Joe Torre, Robert De Niro. Then he Googled men who died from prostate cancer, and in retrospect, he advises you not to do that.
Yes.
So he's still got the comedy with it. He was fortunate that his cancer was caught early, and he says the thing that saved him was his doctor performed a PSA test, even though he didn't have any symptoms yet. So that's a fascinating story about Ben Stiller, especially since we were doing the whole something about Mary thing today. Kiefer Sutherland drinks a lot.
Ah, that's not shocking.
Yes, he do.
There's a lot of makeup.
Well, you know, we've seen the Christmas tree video. He always seems like a fun drunk. Remember that time he drunkenly tackled the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
There are plenty of downsides to alcohol, too, and he admits that it has led to some bad things, but he says he has consciously decided not to give it up. There it is. Because he enjoys it too much. Wow. Can I just say one thing to Kiefer? Hello, my brother.
Yes.
For what it's worth, Kiefer says he's always been a social drinker and isn't a drown-your-sorrows type of guy. And he says, quote, I just love to go out with my friends and tell stories and have a bunch of drinks. And that's Kiefer. I will say to Mrs. O'Mara, thank you for last night because you were absolutely correct. The two glasses of wine and the Grand Marnier, if I had had the second Grand Marnier, it would not have been the smart thing to do. It was debate night. And I'm glad I didn't go there.
Was the debate whether or not to have more Grand Marnier?
That was our debate in the O'Mara household. Yeah. And now a little something-something. Well, this couple is never going to be able to use this sex toy ever again.
Oh, no.
A 34-year-old guy named Micah Norman from Madeira Beach, Florida, got into a drunk argument with his 29-year-old girlfriend on Saturday night, and it ended when he picked up one of their sex toys and used it to slap her in the
face.
The police report didn't say what kind of adult toy it was, but if he used it for slapping purposes, we're guessing it was somewhere between 6 and 8 inches long and made of a plastic type material or something else. Who knows? They didn't specify. Micah was arrested for domestic battery. Nothing funny about that. No. But of course, it does lead to our Florida slogan of the day.
This is our second one this week, isn't it?
Second one this week. Yeah. Maybe we'll do three. Hey, I hope for the week where we get five.
I would love it.
I'm not looking for them, but who knows? Florida, come for the sunshine, stay for the dildos. There you go. Thank you very much. Yes, got to make them edgy. If you're going to do that repeat comedy, kids, you got to make it a little edgier than normal. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. All 60s, all the time, with the Beatles.
Hi, it's Marcus, and welcome to my time machine. We're going back to early May 2014 and a conversation I had with Mike O'Mara. So tune in this week to O'MaraCast. Find out what he did 2 years ago. You can compare it to what he's doing now. Listen to O'MaraCast each and every week. Lots of fun as we recap the previous week. Unless you're doing what I'm doing this week, which is recapping 2 years ago, don't worry about it. Time is that kind of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey kind of thing. Just give it a listen. Download it from the TMOS app and subscribe on iTunes.
Hello.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by...
Have you ever had too much to drink?
Wow. ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. You want to get the right people in your office. You want to get the right people for your job. Posting your job in one place is not going to do it. You want to use ZipRecruiter.com. You want to get on all the top job sites, and you can do it now with one click with ZipRecruiter.com. Post to 100-plus top job sites, even social media and Facebook. You can find candidates all over the country. Post it once, then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Everything about ZipRecruiter is easy, and it makes sure that you get the right person to work for you. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. That's not Tyke.
Tyke.
Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today, everybody. Without further ado, let's open it up. It's the Audio Vault Wednesday, October 5, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Is the Weather Channel still a thing? Do people still rely on it?
It's more television shows now. Right?
I can answer that. That there is, at least on my cable system, there is Weather Nation.
Yes.
And there is the Weather Channel. And they, I can't tell you which one I hate more, but I will tell you with Weather Nation, I went to Weather Nation to find out about the hurricane. I was on Weather Nation for 15 minutes. Looking at local maps from different regions.
Sure.
And then a really long discussion of the Midwest thunderstorms and said, F you, went to the Weather Channel, got a moment where the Weather Channel wasn't showing me. The worst thing about the Weather Channel is you're dealing with a hurricane that's a Cat 4 out in the Caribbean, and you turn it on, and it's got storm stories on where they're showing me a documentary about a storm that happened 25 years ago, you asses. Change your models, weather stations. People that go to a weather channel want the current weather.
Weather.
And if there is a major weather event, I want to see all that all the time.
I'm with you.
Please.
I'm with you. And that's why I kind of thought you'd like this tape. There is an anchor on the weather channel named Jennifer Delgado. And on Monday, she was talking about the hurricane. And she said that in a...
Who was that?
Jennifer Delgado.
Oh, Delgado, not yeah. Wisniewski.
No, no. How's the waxing going?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Bye-bye.
Bye. She implied that in Haiti, the children are eating the trees.
Oh.
And it really doesn't have anything to do with the hurricane.
Is
but
that
then,
like a comment about the flood rising up to what's going on
well,
with that?
Well, just listen to it. And she apologized, but it's just... I guess they hire anybody at the Weather Channel.
We're really concerned about Haiti. So we look at the area of Dominican Republic, and you notice what's different in this NASA image. You see all brown here and then green to the east. That's because this whole area has been essentially deforested. They take all the trees down. They burn the trees. Even the kids there, they're so hungry, they actually eat the trees. Now, we talk about the damage that could happen with Haiti.
I want to begin by apologizing for a statement I made yesterday that was found inappropriate. My intention is always to inform and educate. I wanted to spotlight this incredibly difficult conditions that many people in Haiti continue to face.
So the children are not eating the trees. Let's be clear.
No, I've been to Haiti. What the hell is she doing? She has no knowledge of what's going on.
And it has nothing to do with the hurricane.
Are children hungry in Haiti? Yes. Is there incredible third world poverty in Haiti? Yes. Are kids out eating trees?
They're not koala bears.
No, they're not doing that. I'm curious about the deforestation. I was in a major city. I was in the second largest city in Haiti, and that was Cap-Haitien. You know, you've got a lot of activity in that city, and there's a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of prostitution because that is the number one job. If you want a little,
some spending money.
Information, when women get to that age, that is actually what many of them are forced to
That's
go into.
So sad.
It's unbelievably heartbreaking. And people that go into Haiti, like my friend Bill and Debbie Harvey, when they go in there, they're trying to lift these kids up to give them a skill in their particular circumstances, sewing. A skill to lift them up, but to say that they're out there eating the trees, I just wish they wouldn't pop off with that kind of information.
And she says it so like urgently and flippantly that it just goes by. And it's like children are not eating trees. That's not why there's deforestation down there.
Yeah, right. She was probably just trying to highlight the fact that it's a very poor and it's a third world nation.
I suppose there are better ways to do it. They're called.
Oh,
facts.
I agree. Foonery.
You know what I hate even more than Jennifer Delgado though is YouTube stars. And here's a YouTube star called Ted Barris who got the hottest pepper you can get. It's called the Carolina Reaper pepper.
Ooh.
And better than eating it, he smoked it in a bong. This
it was
is
a, it was a no. It was a Carolina
Reaper pepper.
Reaper pepper.
Now I've heard that ghost peppers
that can kill you, can it? If it gets into your lungs,
I believe so. But he doesn't do well with it, and it looked genuine to me. This is on our YouTube page. This is on our Facebook page. But this is what happens when you smoke a Reaper pepper.
Oh my God! I'm just gonna rip a chunk off of this and stuff it in there. Ooh, it's nice and oily. You only live once, and this is the first time I've ever been scared to do something on YouTube.
Is he doing it again? Did he go back for a third hit?
Yeah, he did. Because he's a YouTube star, Mike.
Hey, how soon before... First of all, I think half of these are absolute crap.
I think this one is real.
I don't think they do it. Well, we had the guy in the bath. It was the same guy that got in the bath?
No, different guy. Different guy.
How soon before we get a guy by the farm doing one of these things? You know, where somebody actually does
Oh, it's
die.
Probably already happened.
Yeah,
just,
but
no one's posted the video.
Happened. You can't post it after you die.
The guy forgot. The video. He's dead.
He forgot because he's dead.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. Let us. Oh, and really good. I mean, we didn't really mention the vice presidential debate, but I know a lot of people that went to Longwood College in Farmville. Party school, by the way.
Beautiful campus.
Mike Pence says Norwood instead of Longwood.
Thank you to Norwood University for their wonderful hospitality. The Commission on Presidential Debates is deeply humbling for me to be here.
So instead of Longwood College, it became Norwood University, which is close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Just say the one thing. That this will probably be on political persuasions, but whoever was the person that posted that, Mike Pence, Governor Pence, who most people are saying won the debate last night, looks like Ray Spannon. As someone who grew up with Johnny Quest, there has never been a more perfect assessment
of
the way somebody looks. If everybody's like me, when you look at Mike Pence, he's curious looking.
He is
so perfect with the perfect hair and the nose and the thing. And that is what it is. It's Race Bannon.
He is a simply drawn Hanna-Barbera character.
Can we make Race Bannon our page on the Mike O'Mara show today?
Oh, let's do a split screen.
The image.
Yeah, we'll do a split screen.
Absolutely.
Let us close with this. This is really great. You know, Chrissy Teigen, she is married to John Legend.
Yes.
And they just moved into Rihanna's house. Because, Hollywood is still a small community. People swap houses. And she's getting Rihanna's mail. This was on Ellen. I thought this was so funny.
You moved into a new house.
We do, yes. It actually used to be Rihanna's house.
Did she leave anything behind?
I looked. The one fun thing that does happen every once in a while is I get a bill of hers, and I really want to somehow give it back to her. So I tried to bring it to the Grammys, and John said, no. That doesn't look cool. Please don't. You're embarrassing me.
Bring her a bill.
Rihanna, you owe $18 to Bugatti, I think.
You're opening her mail?
I think that's the number. I'm not sure. No, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Okay. She gets a lot of fan mail.
You open the fan mail?
I don't get it to the house. I don't get my own to the house. So.
You know that's illegal, right?
Is it?
You can't open people's mail.
Really? But it's my house now.
No, it's...
Duh.
No, you cannot open...
Are we going to edit this?
Yes. Yes, we will be editing this. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Yeah.
You know that's illegal, right? That's your Magic Audio Vault. Duh. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Way to go, Chrissy. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Diane Rob Spiewak with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just when we think he's okay, he sounds like that. But that's usually meaning he's...
We've been saying that for 3 weeks.
I know he has. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Feel better, Rob.
Thanks for the love, Mike.
Ciao, bye-bye. Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.